Good evening. This is Agashwani Kohima. I am Jonas Yandan with Evening News. The headlines. The three new criminal laws came into force from today. Union Home Minister says these laws will lead to most modern criminal justice system in the country. Nagaland launches two-month-long Stop Diarrhea campaign. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government fully committed to improving health infrastructure on National Doctors' Day. And NSTMA says widespread, heavy to extremely severe rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm and lightning in Nagaland till 8th July. Now the news in detail. The three new criminal laws, Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita and Bharatiya Sakshya Athiniyam, came into force from today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said the three criminal laws will lead to the most modern criminal justice system in the country. He said the criminal justice system is now completely Swadeshi and embedded in Indian ethos after independence. Briefing media in New Delhi about the three criminal laws, Shah said the new laws will ensure speedy justice and victims' rights. He added that earlier, only the rights of the police were protected, but now victims' and complainants' rights will also be protected. The Union Home Minister said the government has abolished sedition law with new provisions against anti-national activities. With the commencement of these three criminal laws, a program will be organized by the officer in charge of each police station in all states and union territories, highlighting the salient features of the new criminal laws. The District Executive Force of Shamador today organized a sensitization program on the three new criminal laws of India. Additional Superintendent of Police Shamador, Lima Onan, introduced the three new criminal laws to the public during the program. Meanwhile, an awareness program on the three new criminal laws was conducted at Dizit Police Station on Saturday with officer in charge of Dizit Police Station, Nzanbe Molota, as the resource person. Representatives of civil society organizations and residents of all wards under Dizit Subdivision attended the program. The Stop Diarrhea campaign under the theme Stop Diarrhea Through Hygiene and ORS is being organized in various districts across Nagaland today. In Twentsang, the District Addition Deputy Commissioner Tengjambemo Dengoy urged health workers, especially the ASHA and Anganwadi workers, to work with dedication to create awareness on the importance of hand washing and clean drinking water to the children, especially during monsoon where different diseases occur. Dengoy said that in the modern world of science and technology, elimination or reducing diarrhea is easy if enough effort is given. In Noklak, the District Deputy Commissioner Ari Gamba launched the Stop Diarrhea campaign at DC's conference hall, stating that diarrhea is preventable and curable when proper hygiene and other preventive measures and steps are taken. Ari Gamba urged all stakeholders to spread awareness to the public. In Woka, Additional Deputy Commissioner K. Furhuse Nui, while launching the campaign, appreciated the department for its new strategy by upgrading the two-week campaign to two-month-long campaign involving extensive IEC through different platforms and collaborating across multiple sectors including health, water and sanitation, education and rural development. In Longling, District Deputy Commissioner Taram Raj emphasized on the importance of sensitizing the public along with enhancing capacity building efforts to strengthen diarrhea management efforts. The two-month-long campaign will culminate on 31st August. National Doctors' Day is being observed today. The day is celebrated annually on July 1st in the country to honour Dr. Bithan Chandra Roy, a renowned physician, freedom fighter and former Chief Minister of West Bengal, for his invaluable contributions, legacy, professionalism and humanitarian values in the field of healthcare and public health. The theme chosen for this year's celebration is Healing Hands, Caring Hearts, which emphasizes the dedication, compassion, and empathy that doctors bring to their medical practice, as well as the pivotal role they play in saving and improving lives. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted all the doctors on the occasion. Modi said the day honors the incredible dedication and compassion of the country's healthcare heroes. He said they can navigate the most challenging complexities with remarkable skills. The Prime Minister said the government is fully committed to improving the health infrastructure in India and ensuring doctors get the widespread respect they deserve. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Governor of Nagaland Lal Ganesan and Chief Minister Nipirio has greeted the doctors of the state on National Doctors' Day. Governor Ganesan said, "Today we celebrate the dedication, compassion and hard work of the doctors everywhere." He expressed gratitude to the doctors for their tireless efforts and commitment to keeping the people healthy and safe. Lal Ganesan said, "Their contributions make a world of difference." Rio also expressed gratefulness to the doctors for providing care at all stages of life and for their hard work and commitment to their patients' well-being. The Chief Minister thanked the doctors for their dedicated service on the front line, taking care of communities. Nagaland will experience widespread heavy to extremely severe rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm and lightning till the 8th of this month. A press release from Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, NSDMS, stated that extremely heavy rainfall is expected in the districts of Kohima, Peck, Woka, Zunabudo, Gifre, Noglak, Shamado and Twensang. It said that district-wise weather warning shows that Gifre, Peck, Noglak, Shamado and Twensang are likely to experience the most rain. An orange alert has been issued in these districts from 2nd to 4th of July. The department has urged people to take necessary precautionary measures and exercise caution from lightning strikes and gale winds, which may also cause disruption in communication and connectivity. The release further said, due to the likelihood of excessive precipitation in the hill sector, the lowland and foothill regions, including Dimapur, Newland, Jumgidima, Pandari, Pangdi, Dizit and Tuli are likely to be impacted by inundated water locking and flash floods, stating that all the major rivers of the state will experience a surge of water level. The department has advised the public to refrain from picnicking and fishing near river banks. Farmers are also advised not to camp or sleep overnight besides river banks as flash floods may occur. NSDMA also directed all district disaster management authorities and other line departments to be on alert to save lives and properties during the monsoon period. Governor of Nagaland, Lal Ganesan, today planted a tree at Rajbhavan, Kohima, in honor of his mother as part of Van Mahotsav. Speaking on the occasion, the governor urged everyone to join the Plant for Mother campaign. The Ek Bet Ma Ki Nam or Plant for Mother campaign was launched on World Environment Day by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, calling on the citizens and people worldwide to join the tree plantation initiative with their mothers to celebrate both motherhood and the environment. And in a tragic incident, one student, namely Rendemo Odio, aged 25, has gone missing after being washed away at Zivara River under Kohima district on 27 June evening. In this regard, the additional Deputy Commissioner Woka District has appealed to all the village councils situated in the upstream of Doyang Dam to initiate search team in their respective village jurisdictions to assist in order to locate and retrieve the body. Meanwhile, the Kohima Yukum Union also urged inhabitants of villages and residents along Zivara Tse Doyang River falling within Kohima, Zunabudo and Woka districts to contact the union at 7005819287 regarding any information of the missing person. And now to the news, here are the headlines again. The three new criminal laws comes into force from today. Union Home Minister says these laws will lead to most modern criminal justice system in the country. Nagaland launches 2-month-long Stop Diarrhea campaign. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government fully committed to improving health infrastructure on National Doctors' Day. And NSDMA says widespread heavy to extremely severe rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm and lightning in Nagaland till 8th July. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.